Canada, are you Canadian?
She is.
She's Canadian, hello. It's pretty safe. You say what you want about Canada. They're basically Canadians are unarmed Americans. Hi. How's socialism working out? You all right? No, the Canadians, they're just a bit more progressive than the Americans. They had their first black president recently, didn't they?
No.
What do you mean? Well, Trudeau wasn't full-time black, but he... No, it wasn't. It's not like Obama, where it was a permanent fixture. He just occasionally did a bit of dress-up.
Taiwan!
What, sorry?
Taiwan.
I think we'll be all right on Taiwan, mate. I don't know if you keep up with the news, but I think Trump just sent a memo to China saying fucking stand down in the form of a bunker buster. I think the Chinese are looking at their military anti-air missile defense system, the same one Iran had, and going, "Oh." I think we might leave it.
Mexican cartel.
The Mexican cartels?
Yeah.
Well, I like them.
Pearl Harbor?
Yes. I haven't got any prepared material about Pearl Harbor, but yeah. Sure, sometimes people step to America and then they get what's coming to them. I think that's a lesson in history people would be well advised to remember. I don't know if you remember how that story ended, but it was ended when someone dropped a fucking massive bomb on them. Two, in fact, because the first one, they went, "Nah, bullshit." No fucking way. Fucking way.
Free speech and freedom.
Baby tits? Stop it. Stop flirting. Free speech in England, all right, we'll deal with that. Oasis, we'll deal with Kanye. We'll do these in order. Okay, so what? Free speech in Britain? We don't have a written constitution, so we have to keep relitigating. It's like, I'm a strong believer, almost like in a free speech absolutist. Because we've got laws in place to protect us from people fucking inciting. And you can shout fire in a crowded theatre. Look, fire. It's fine. Got to make sure people understand there's no fucking fire. We're in trouble. We're ever so slightly fucked. We'll be all right. We'll come back strong. What was that?
Oasis.
I'm fucking excited about it.
But I thought you and Jim Jefferies were supposed to meet Steve Byrne in London.
We are. Yeah. We're all going together.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was anticlimactic.
Can I come too?
Can you come too? I don't know. I don't know. I mean, not with us. Because we're all old friends. And if I go, "I brought this bloke from Pittsburgh," I think the others will go, "The fuck are you doing?" But I imagine, yes, if were circumstances different, I'm sure we'd get along. We got the same fucking sense of humour.
Steve is from Pittsburgh.
Steve's from Pittsburgh. Look, everyone's got their fucking faults. Why bring that up? Never mind Steve, the great Anthony Jeselnik's from fucking here, isn't he? Yeah. Excellent.
Taskmaster.
Taskmaster. Well, that makes more sense. That's a better idea for a show. Taskmaster. I feel like that's in your search history somewhere. Well, there's no one in the house.
Pakistani rape gangs.
What, sorry?
Pakistani
Yeah, keep it light. I'm going to go out on a limb. I know I'm known for being controversial, but I'd say Pakistani rape gangs, a bad thing. Yeah, it's a controversial opinion. I'm sure a very small subset of my audience thinking, come on, Jim. Don't be so close-minded.
Birthday.
Whose birthday?
Birthday.
It's Sharon's birthday. Shannon. How old are you, Shannon?
55.
Oh, it's over, love. Come on. It's not a birthday, is it? 22-year-old girls have birthdays. 55-year-old women just... It's a step closer to the grave, isn't it? What, sorry? Oh, that's a show that I host. Have you just recognised me? Like an hour and a half in, she went, I fucking know this guy. My plan to propose to my boyfriend backfired because my divorce still hasn't gone through. Since I'm an adulterer, can you? I don't know. Maybe just give Kent a shout out and say that I like him a lot, and this is a rain check. Thanks. He loves watching all your shows. Where's Kent? Where are you, Kent?
Right here.
Where's hi, Kent. Appreciate it. Be careful raising your hand like that, because these are strange times, Kent. Is this the lady? Hi. And your divorce is coming through? And supposed to be, and you've already found that. So how long have you guys been together?
2.5 years.
You fucking slut. It doesn't... No. No. All joking apart, I meant that. No, this is wonderful. I love the fact you want to get engaged as well. You've not given up on it. Well done you. What happened with the first marriage? Why did that fail? Just... Well, give us a headline. Go on. He left shit on the toilet seat a lot. Kent, I'd say the bar is pretty low for you. I think you're going to do all right, Kent. You seem like you have pretty good personal hygiene. I think you're going to be okay. There's fucking nothing to beat here. Huh? That is fucking grounds for divorce. Well done, you love. Hi, Jimmy. I recently turned 60, and I am a small volunteer firefighter. What is that, for small fires? Or you're just little? Would you rather be rescued by a small, old, female Italian firefighter or die... Antonella. Where's Antonella? Where are you, Antonella? Where is she? Antonella, where are you?
I'm here.
Hi. I think this is fucking madness, Antonella. The idea, like, if I was in a burning building, the idea that I would care whether it was a male or a female firefighter coming to rescue me. Why would I care if the person coming to rescue me was less intelligent? She'll be livid when she gets that. We've probably got a few minutes, I'll crack on. That's a fucking great thing to be doing, though. What? So you just volunteer at the local? Yeah. Nothing but respect. Well done you, serving your community. Wonderful, wonderful. It's the point Joe Rogan often makes of, like, people think they're not socialists, and then you explain what a fire department is, and they go, yeah, we're socialists for that, though. Yeah, fucking good on you.
Hello, I'm Jimmy Carr, and I'm announcing a new tour. It's called Jimmy Carr Laughs Funny, because, you know, I do. go to jimmycarr.com for dates and tickets. And then, you know, I guess buy a ticket and come and see the tour. I laugh funny. So can you. Come and see me.